a collaboration with choreographer Jerome Robbins and the writing team of Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Leonard Bernstein's On the Town, the story of three sailors on shore leave in New York City, arrived on Broadway in December 1944 when he was just 26 years of age.
Tomorrow night, Keith Lockhart will lead the Boston Pops in a complete semi-stage performance of Bernstein's hit musical In the Shed, featuring an all-star cast.
To tell us more, we welcome music director David Chase. Chase has been the music director, supervisor, and or arranger for over 30 Broadway productions, including eight with longtime collaborator Kathleen Marshall. He's had a 20-year relationship with the Boston Pops and the Tanglewood Festival Chorus.
Kathleen Marshall is the winner of three Tony Awards for productions of Wonderful Town, Anything Goes, and Pajama Game, with many more nominations.
We are also joined by Andy Carl, who is performing the role of Ozzy. Andy most recently starred on Broadway in Groundhog Day, which began a sold-out run at London's Old Vic, for which he earned an Olivier Award and a Tony nomination. Other recent Broadway credits include The Man Played Rocky, for God's sakes. He also was in On the 20th Century with Kristen Chenoweth, and beginning in August, he will be back on the boards playing Edward Lewis in Pretty Woman, the musical. It is a great pleasure to welcome Kathleen Marshall, David Chase, and Andy Carl to the roundtable this morning. What a trio. How are you all?
We're good. We're thrilled to be here at Tanglewood. It's so beautiful.
Is this your first year working here?
Yeah, I've been here as a visitor and seen concerts here, but I've never worked here.
So how did that come about?
That came about when Keith Lockhart called. When was that, David? Last fall?
Last fall,
Last fall. Saying, you know, this is a big year. It's Bernstein's centenary. So there's a lot of celebration, a lot of celebrations happening. And Keith said they wanted to do a sort of concert version of On the Town, with two performances at Symphony Hall in Boston and one performance here at Tanglewood. And would David Chase and I be interested in doing it? And
we said, of course.
We said, yes, it's the Boston Pops. And it's Bernstein and it's On the Town. And so it's kind of ambitious because we've staged a lot of this. We've got costumes, we've got props, we've got an incredible cast, we've got choreography and staging and scenes. It's a concert version that Betty and Adolph themselves wrote with a narrator, and Keith is our narrator.
And so what's the difference between staged, semi-staged, and doing the whole thing?
Well, you know, there are, what, seven ballets in On the Town?
Andy's in a sailor suit. That's basically what it is.
Andy's in a sailor suit.
You get the sailor suit. You get all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And you get staging. You get this show has so much comedy and beautiful music and great staging, and it's just a great night. It's like you're watching a complete show. So I say semi-staged to me, it still feels like a full show.
Semi-staged means he only wears the sailor hat for part of the show.
Yeah, it does come on.
Aren't you lucky?
Well, Bernstein wrote seven ballets for On the Town, and we had a week of rehearsal in New York. So we knew, well, there's no way we could actually stage seven ballets in a week. So we sort of decided to pick and choose what we're going to do. So all the music is played, but some of it is just instrumental. Sometimes we sort of come in at the beginning of the ballet and then at the end of the ballet, or sometimes we let the orchestra shine.
So what's the difference between, I mean, I know what a ballet is, of course, but how do you do that? I mean, the music.
How do you get to Carnegie
Hall? It's as simple as that. Right?
The music is already there, right?
Yeah. The incredible thing also is that Bernstein, you know, he composed all of this music. Unlike a lot of, I mean, David Chase is an incredible dance arranger, and a lot of times when we've worked on shows, he's taking the melodies that Cole Porter or somebody else has written and sort of devising dance music, to accompany the choreography. In this case, Bernstein wrote all of this music. He composed all of the ballets rather than handing it off to a dance arranger. So, you know, you've got a roadmap there that it's just, if you just listen to the music's telling you a story.
But in Oklahoma, you have the famous dream sequence and all of the rest of that.
Right, and Trudy Rittman, who was an amazing dance arranger, she took the Rogers melodies and created the ballet music for Oklahoma.
I get it.
But it was certainly rare in the Broadway world to have the composer write all the dance music, and it remains rare. And what's particularly interesting about the Bernstein and Jerome Robbins collaboration is this musical came out of them having done the ballet Fancy Free,
right?
And they took, which was also about three sailors on shore leave. What I find fascinating is the music in Fancy Free is not the music in On the Town. Some of the scenarios are similar, and you'll every once in a while hear like a two-bar phrase or a four-bar phrase or one little melodic thing that transferred over, but it's not like he just said, hey, let's take Fancy Free and add a few songs. He wrote a completely new set of dance music for On the Town.
Talk a little bit about your collaboration with Kathleen.
we have a fantastic time basically when we start to work on a show, and you know, she thinks very much in terms of story, which I love. And when you're talking about doing a show, you're talking about how do you tell the story, both in terms of the words, whether it's lyrics or dialogue, and in terms of the movement, which could be dance or staging. And you're always looking for the best way to tell a story. So we always sit down and talk about, well, what are we doing? And not that every dance has to be programmatic in the sense that it's telling, you know, point-to-point narrative. Some of them are, I mean, you would describe a...
Yeah, sometimes even if there's not a literal story, there's an emotion. You know, you're expressing joy, or you're expressing, you know, or exuberance, or discovery, whatever it is. And so there's always you want to have an emotional basis to what you're doing.
So if we were having dinner together for the first time, we would, of course, say what everybody always says, how did you meet?
Was it on Damn Yankees?
Well, actually, no. We met because I did a show in 1987 with one of your college roommates.
Yes, with Diana. That's where we first met.
And then I was at the time doing Forbidden Broadway in Boston. She came through town with The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which she was the dance captain. I actually still have
that.
Believe it or not, you don't know this. Well, it's only because I had a rehearsal with Laura Osnes as we were getting ready for this concert.
It was also in our concert.
And we were talking about, she actually asked that exact question, how did you and Kathleen meet? And I said, well, as it happens, I actually still have, for whatever reason, I still have all of these souvenir programs from musicals I saw as a kid, not as a kid, but before I was involved in this business professionally, including Edwin Drood. So one of these days
so
I have
funny.
To pull out the Edwin Drood thing with Kathleen on the cover. Anyway, she was in town doing that. I was doing Forbidden Broadway in Boston. And she came with Diana Sheehan and a bunch of people who I'd worked with on another project. So that was the first time we actually met.
Yes. But I think I'm sorry. So Andy, because we want to make sure you get into this thing.
Sure.
Who were you in the movie?
In the movie? Who's the character played? Ozzy.
Jules Munchen.
Jules
right?
Munchen. Thank you. It's the funny one. this is my time to bring out the ham and cheese and really have a good time. So when you're watching the show, that's who I am.
But, wasn't there a female taxi driver in all of this?
Yeah.
Yes, that's Megan Lawrence plays Hildy in this. Who is it was Nancy Walker in the original Broadway,
Walker.
Betty Garrett in the movie. Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Ozzy has an encounter with Claire, who is sort of an anthropologist, and they discover a mutual admiration.
It's sort of for getting carried away, which the title of the song. So, yeah, I think that's the thing about Ozzy is he's pretty he has an exuberant attitude, and he brings that out in Claire, and they meet and have a genuine meeting of getting carried away. And actually, the song is called "Carried Away."
Yeah.
And she sings the high C while being lifted.
Yeah. So when she's on my shoulder singing high C, that's, you know, get ready for it, folks.
So when you do something like this and you know it's going to be for two performances, how is that different than getting ready for something like Pretty Woman, which you know is going to be a longer ride, at least you hope so?
Certainly a shorter rehearsal period,
yeah.
Which means putting on your thinking caps and making sure you stay very collaborative and work quickly and efficiently. And so I'm throwing out ideas to Kathleen. David's throwing out ideas to me. We're all trying to put this thing together. But Kathleen had such a great roadmap of how things were going to go. And it was easy. And working with Laura Osnes has just been fun. I've never worked with her before. And we've crossed paths a million times. And she's just so much fun. And the whole cast is just been a blast.
Alan asked about who you are in the On the Town movie, but it seems that in much of your career you've been compared to the leading man of whether it be Bill Murray in Groundhog Day or Sylvester Stallone in Rocky or now Richard Gere in Pretty Woman. What is that like?
Oh, it's interesting because to me it's no different than doing like any other show. You have to go in and look at the text and you have to pull it apart and find out what this character, you know, the heartbeat of this character and really dive into it. The humility of Rocky or the sarcasm of Phil Connors in Groundhog Day. Richard Lewis is now, you know, billion dollar money maker, and he's a mogul. But, you know, for this weekend I get to play the the sailor with a sailor salary. What did he make? Like, I don't know, 1940s? What was that? $5? Give me $5 and New York City.
I can't wait to see your wardrobe for Pretty Woman. Oh, since you're playing, love is it like, you know, bespoke suits?
We went shopping, and I was like, he has to look very nice, and I'm proud of my suit choices.
And you're starring with your wife.
Yes, my wife Orfe is playing the Kit DeLuca role in the movie, from the movie, and she's fantastic, and she's just like perfect for the role. And she sings her face off. I guess that's the best way I can put it.
She's an amazing voice.
Yeah, she has an amazing voice. And we have so much fun. The show's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of joy. And there's a lot of romance and love and empowerment. And it's really beautiful.
That's great. What's next for you? When you finish up here at Tanglewood, Kathleen, what do you
think? I actually head on Monday morning to San Diego to do, I'm directing Much Ado About Nothing at the Old Globe in San Diego. I did Love's Labor's Lost there a couple summers ago and had a blast, and they asked me back, and so I'm plunging into Shakespeare again starting next week.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What, do you have a collaboration in the works with Mr. Chase?
We hope, but
there's always something.
Yeah.
There will
be. We're always a little superstitious that we sort of, there's things hoping that we hope will happen in the next year or so, but we'll see.
How much of it is hoping, and how much of it is, okay, well, we just need all these pieces to fall into place?
Yeah, you know, there's so many things. I mean, what's wonderful about doing something like On the Town is, like, when Keith, you know, called us last fall, it's like we knew it was going to happen. You know, it's not like so many shows. It's all about, you know, getting the right theater, getting the money together, getting the right cast together, and sort of all the stars have to sort of align perfectly. And so what's wonderful is to have these things that you know for sure are going to happen, and then these other things, and you're like, it's sort of like being the Army Reserves. It's like, well, you get called up, the show, we got a theater. Okay, we're going. Let's go. Everybody, get on the bus. We're going, So
I've got a barn.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or a shed.
Exactly.
You know. So how do you work together, the director, the writer? Do you have...
You're shorthand at this point?
Well, it depends. I mean, because we've worked on original musicals, and also we've done a lot of revivals. So a lot of times we're working with, when the composer and lyricist aren't there anymore.
Which is sometimes easier.
But I always feel like, I always say that, to me, the process is like a spiral. You're around the outside, and you go around and around, and as you go around, each time you go around, you get closer to the center. And there's sort of no shortcut. You kind of have to just go around and around. And
a
lot of times,
peeling the onion.
And we love doing a lot of research, too. So depending on if there's, when and where the show takes place, it's fun. We've done shows that take place in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. And David's a great sort of musicologist, and sort of, will find wonderful references in terms of popular music of the time, and styles of the time, whether it's singing or instrumental music, and find a sort of style, that can be inspirational for us.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm a political scientist, so my question to you guys is power. Who has power over the other one?
Nobody has power.
No.
It's all collaboration. I mean, the fun thing about musical theater is that the best idea in the room should win. And that's what's great about having, like a cast like we have, is so amazing. They're all kind of thoroughbreds, and as Andy said, with a short rehearsal period, it's kind of your first instinct and go, which is great. And to have these, these incredibly vibrant and vivid people who can sort of bring these characters to life instantly with their, because they're just, you just, they'll just let them run.
I get the best idea, but the question for me is, how do you know who has the best idea?
Because the audience responds.
Well, it's too late then. I mean, you have to put this thing together first.
Yeah. Well, that comes from experience and watch and doing things and having a sense of what will work or should work. Now, that's, you're not always correct.
Right.
But at this point, you have a good sense of what the audience is going to respond to.
Yeah, well, I get it. I get that. Around here, for example, at Tanglewood, Mark Volpe always has the last word, and what's right. So I just was wondering.
Mark just came in with a tumbler of bourbon, but
that's
not positive.
Yeah, I think he has the power.
It's your third one of the day, Mark.
Good morning.
I know you were saying you didn't want to be superstitious, but is Diner coming to Broadway?
We don't know what's happening with that right now. It's kind of in limbo.
You, Sheryl Crow.
and Barry Levinson,
and Barry
Levinson. Who wrote and directed the film, did the book, and Sheryl Crow did the
book. And you did the Signature Theater.
We did Signature Theater in Washington. We did Delaware Theater Company. And
were you happy with it?
Yeah. You know, the thing is that the tricky thing about when you do things sort of out of town is that the wonderful thing is you're getting to work on the show. But then the other thing is that people sort of assume what you're seeing is the finished product. And
right.
It isn't always. You know, you're in process.
Yes.
So it's that sort of tricky catch-22 of how do you get your production in front of an audience to see what you have and yet still be in process and not finished.
Non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe,
tell that to the New York Times.
I know. And maybe Drew Barrymore. Yes, maybe. Maybe work with Drew Barrymore.
And Drew Barrymore? No. We did a musical of Ever After.
Right.
But she was not involved in that.
No, you just did the show.
We just did a musical version of it. Yeah. Same thing. Limbo.
Yeah. And you're okay with Limbo.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not the best, but, you know, that's what we sort of, I always say, I'll believe something is actually on Broadway when I'm sitting there watching the first preview.
Limbo's better than Purgatory. So. Yeah. Or Hell, for that matter.
And then for you, Andy Carl.
Yes.
Pretty Woman opens in what, August?
Yes, August 16th, 19th.
I
literally got hired like 4 weeks ago, so I've been putting
while
the
we
show
while
together.
We were in rehearsals
yeah.
for this.
So I had rehearsal. Yeah, well, we were rehearsal for the first for the Boston Pops version, and then I had rehearsal yesterday. Drove up here, and we're going to do this. Going to go back and start tech on Monday, but it's it's going to be July 20th. Previews, then August 16th, I think, is opening, and it's just fantastic. We're really just getting the joy, but right now it's all on the
on
town.
On the town.
On the town.
Will be performed tomorrow night in the Shed at 8 o'clock. For more information on Tanglewood, go to tanglewood.org. Our thanks to David Chase, Kathleen Marshall, and Andy Carl. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Good way of kicking off the morning. You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.